Hello, I'm Em.
I'm Leanna.
And welcome to our car cast. Technically, we're not in the car right now. We're starting off the first one as like a regular podcast. But the rest of them should be from the car. Don't be surprised if we're ever not in the car and going on an adventure. But we're planning on when we do these car cast things, sometimes our adventures aren't quite as long. And if they are quite long, we can always just, you know, cut it a little short, like when we're driving back up to home. I almost totally told them where we lived. When we're driving back home, it takes about 2 hours. Not really, about an hour and a half. But like, I don't know if they'd want to sit through an hour and a half of us talking.
Especially because most of our car rides are laughing. So
this is true. And then I get a migraine from laughing, but it's fine because it's a good kind of migraine. Just take some ibuprofen for it and it's fine. But anyways, we're gonna cover the topics we talked about in our trailer. If you listen to it, we're gonna talk about it anyways. So, should we do a little intro on like us, like tiny background of who we are? Well, you go first because I feel like I've been talking for quite a while.
Okay. I mean, are we going like way back or?
I mean, you don't have to be like, I was born
in
a hospital, but.
sorry, something off my desk just fell. I'm originally from Michigan, moved out to Arizona in 2013. Been here since.
You're not going to tell them your aspirations, your life goals, your the reason why you wake up in the morning?
I just don't have. Jokes.
Yeah, I mean, you wake up because of Rascal, but continue.
That's my dog, yeah. He's
a cute little fluffball.
My little fluffball.
You can see a picture of him on our Instagram. We'll link it somewhere.
That's true.
In our YouTube channel.
TikTok that we don't use very often. Anyway, I am currently going to school for vet medicine. Super cool.
Amy, you gotta speak a little louder.
Microphone is right here.
Yes, but Leanna, it sounds a little quieter. So you have to be louder. For me.
Yes, I'm very quiet. I get told that all the time.
Yes, she
is. That's why we work. We are complete opposites. She is very loud.
Wow. She sounds offended by that.
Anyway, you can introduce yourself.
She is very loud. Me?
Well, who else?
I'm Em. I'm loud.
Where are you from?
My life. You know, I've lived in the same... I'm not going to, like, tell them where I lived, but I lived in... Oh, well, I lived in Arizona my whole life, but I'm not going to tell you what area. I don't know why, but I don't know why. I do know why. Anyways, lived in the same part of Arizona for most of my life, and I just moved an hour and a half away. So...
With me.
Yep, and now we're roommates, and it's fun. I'm going to... I'm going to school to be a psychiatrist. I almost forgot how to say that. Getting my PhD, and I'm not in school yet, but I'm gonna start soon. Hopefully.
We met at Meters.
Meters. Woo!
And the rest is history.
Wow. So. I almost said anonymous. Ominous.
Well, anyway, should we dive into our topics of the day?
Yeah! First topic of the day, technically night, because it's already almost...
Midnight. Almost.
What day is tomorrow? Friday? Alright, well, first question. Do you ever wonder what your pet names you?
So I have thought of this, and yeah. I feel like we may have talked about it.
What do you think, Rascal? Well, like, what your name is to Rascal?
I have many names for him. Many.
Because I know that he knows that I call you Leanna, so he probably thinks I gave you that name.
He definitely does know my name.
Because your mom, the fuck? I really just said, I call you Leanna, so he knows your name. You grew up with him.
Yes, my mom, obviously, and everybody in my family. Oh my but
God,
my
if
mom.
Your mom ever watches this podcast, she'd be like, she really thought she did this. She really thought she was the reason.
Anyway, yes, he definitely knows my name. my mom would tell him, like, go find Leanna, and he would come to me. So he definitely knows my name. But I've thought about it before, and, like, with that same topic, like, you know, I look at him all the time and tell him how cute he is. Do you think, like, pets look at us and are like, oh, what a cute human? We have talked about this before.
Yes, with my dad. Yep. Yeah, we talked about how my dad has this weird thing with pets where, like, a lot of pets are just drawn to him. And it's kind of funny. And we were talking about what, like, a theory that we had was, what if, like, all the pets that see my dad are like, oh, my God, it's a bald human.
Poor thing.
You poor thing. You came with no fur. I will give you love. And then they go and, like, give him love. And, like, literally they all approach him and love him. And it's so weird. And me and my sister always, like, yeah, dad just has, like, a weird thing with pets where, like, he just literally can befriend any animal ever. Like, he even, like, his old cat before was just a turd to everyone, even me, even my mom. My sister wasn't old enough yet, but she wasn't even born. Just kidding. But, you know, that cat hated everyone. And except for my dad. He loved my dad. Loved my dad a lot. I miss those cats. They're doing good. I doubt that they're still alive.
Ma'am, this isn't supposed to turn into a sad puppy.
I'm not being sad.
The puppy's still not alive.
The puppy's still alive. I hope they're still alive. But then I thought about it. It's been a cat's life expectancy at this point. Shut the fuck up. I know I said that wrong. Go ahead. What else? What would your name be? What would Rascal name you?
I don't know if he just thinks my name is my name, because, like, that's what everybody calls me.
Does he think that's your nickname in here, and he has a name for you?
Well, because I literally call him, like, 20 different things. So he's probably like, is everybody supposed to have this many names? Oops.
Probably like, my name is Rascal. My name is also my love. My name
Fluffle, is also darling. You're cute. Say that out of Toby probably thinks that's his name.
You're cute. Yeah, I am.
That's me. What's up?
I'm cute.
Oh my gosh. That's weird though. And then, like, my bunnies. They probably are like,
they probably just think your name is Mom.
The hand that feeds us is here.
They probably think you're God. They're like, oh my God, this woman supplies us food. She is the God.
Yes, I have four bunnies, and they're all very interesting creatures.
What do they think of me? I feed them and give them water sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. Probably like, that substitute thing.
Wow. Substitute thing.
You have said so many times that my bunnies don't like you.
They don't, but sometimes when I took care of them for those 3 days, they actually kind of liked me. They all seemed kind of excited.
That, like, you give them food now. So they're like, oh, okay, you give me food, okay.
Weird. And then I give my frogs food, and they don't eat it and die.
All right, moving on.
Wait, I wonder what my frogs would have named me if they grew old enough to give me a name. They probably just, they wouldn't have even grown to be big. They just look at me as they're little, and they go, oh, now she's going to feed me. So I'm the, you know, I feel like if my frogs were to give me a name, I would be the hand that doesn't feed them. Like, that's what they would, I'm like Satan to them.
This is not where this conversation is supposed to go.
Okay, fine. Moving on.
Let's go to the next one. Yeah, putting cameras on garbage truck would be genius.
On garbage truck?
Putting cameras on a garbage truck.
Oh, I heard putting cameras on garbage truck.
On a garbage truck. Okay, would be sweet. Genius, because you could have, like, constant updates of Google Maps, like the street view.
Yeah. I still think it'd be so funny just to see people, like, walking outside their house. Oh, that'd be hilarious.
It's kind of genius because, I mean, stuff changes all the time, especially with construction that happens all the time.
Well, you could see where the construction is every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, And then the streets that aren't covered are just not covered, and they can get updated whenever they need to be updated.
Yep. I feel like that's something that, like, should have already been thought about.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Google likes to do it their own way. I bet the garbage people are like, we don't want them to see our secret ways of taking garbage. No. They're like, let us put cameras on. But then, like, the garbage trucks are going back to the, like, garbage truck plant. you know, where they dump all the garbage, and they're like, and it's like, yeah, and it's just like complete shit, so they don't want anyone to see it, you know what I mean? Because then the cameras would update that too, and you'd just keep seeing the piles and piles of trash, and then all those, like...
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could see that anyway.
Well, I know, but, like, all the people who are, like, activists, not to be rude to activists or anything, but, like, all the activists out there who are, like, planet Earth, woo, I am one of those, someone.
Like Wally?
Yeah, like, they'd be like, oh my god, look at the landfill, look at how much it grows every day, and then we'd be like, eh. I mean, but is it going to change in our lifetime? No. So, not to say that it can't, it's a horrible mindset, but I'm just saying, like, in all honesty, I mean, that's the reason why it just keeps getting worse, because we all think, is it going to change in my lifetime? No. So why the fuck do I give a shit? But it can change. I don't have anything against activists. It should change. Because I think what they do is actually really great for the world. Yeah. And we should start doing that. I was going to say when we're old, but, you know, we should technically start now. Old. No, we're not. Really. We're 21. Woo-hoo, party age. Oh.
Yes, because we are partiers.
Woo. Anyways, off topic, but off topic. At work today, I don't want to say his name. Anyways, one of the guys at work was telling me, because he just turned 21, and he was telling me that his family took him out to get drinks at fucking Christ. I'll have to text him and ask him what the fucking place was called. But they have a whiskey row down here. Didn't know that. Wait. No, because, never mind. So, yeah, they have a whiskey row down here, but they have this one bar that he went to, and he said they had karaoke. I got so excited. Oh, I got so excited. So I was talking about this karaoke Wii game that I had. And he was like, I love karaoke. And I was like, me too.
Get your foot off my chair. I'm trying to move.
I put it back because you stopped moving.
Yes, I know, but the fur of my chair is getting into her pen.
And she's eating it. Yeah. Oh. Anywho. Do we have anything else on that topic?
I just think they should do it because that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like they don't do it because they don't want to upset the activists. They should do it. Let the activists rise.
I mean, you can just see the difference over different Google updates.
Well, yeah, this is true, but...
there'll be more intense updates.
That's true.
They only update it however often.
Like every couple years.
Right.
Moving on. Why aren't there people are sleeping buttons on microwaves?
Why do microwaves have to beep so loud?
Literally, I remember when I used to live at home not too long ago. And I am a late night snacker. And sometimes, you know, I don't really like eating sweet stuff. I like eating salty. Yeah, most of the time. I like eating salty, savory things. And when you eat such things...
they're typically not quiet.
They're typically not quiet because you have to heat them up. Like pizza rolls and shit. And when you heat them up, you put them in the microwave. First of all, the microwave door itself is so loud. Mm-hmm. You open it and it's like, and you're like, oh my god. And then when you go to close it,
okay, but you are also just a loud person. Growing up with my mother sneaking around, I can open and close the microwave pretty darn quiet.
Yeah, good for you. Majority of the people aren't even at the quiet level that you are with your mother. It's insane. It is insane. I could literally open her fridge and her mom would wake up and I'd be like, I'm just gonna go stay in the back. If I would just ask her for water, I'd be like, Can you grab me water while you're out there? And she'd be like, yeah, sure. Because I'm not sleuth level, bro. This is like some real undercover shit, bro.
I would be a good spy.
Yeah, she would. Because she'd really just be sneaking up. Although she doesn't cover her presence. I can sense you.
Oh, I thought you meant like gifts, presents. I'm like, what? I was like, what have you seen? I will say about sneaking, you walk so loud.
It's because I'm big, bro.
I can hear you coming up the stairs outside.
I walk with
outside.
My heels.
I know. I don't.
Do you also listen for people's footsteps, though, and the way they sound?
Yeah.
That's a trauma thing, you know that? I did the same thing. High five. Trauma five.
No, but you do walk so loud. I could literally, when you were coming home today, I could hear you coming up the stairs.
And that's because I don't. Well, that's because I don't. I literally stomp up the stairs because I don't want to be walking up the stairs.
But then you came in here and I could hear you. I didn't even have to look where you were. I could hear where you were.
Well, yeah.
No wonder why the downstairs neighbors. Downstairs
no,
neighbors
I walk quietly on that side of the fucking
we're
room.
Still right above them.
Well, I know, but on that side of my room, where it's all creaky, I don't add an extra... No, I just go... I walk so, like, I slide my feet over there.
Oh,
and literally all you hear is... And I'm like, oh, I hate this fucking floor! And that's the reason... The one night that they hit the ceiling was one night where I literally was walking so slowly around my room. Because I was just in my room the night, and I didn't have any, like... I didn't have any plans the next morning. And I was literally just talking to Nyla on my phone... And well, on Snapchat, so I wasn't, like, actively. But I was sitting there, I, like, set my phone down to go put some stuff away, and I happened to be on that side of the bed, and I literally was being so quiet. Rascal was chilling in my room. I was like, I'm just going to pick this up. And I start slowly walking back, and then I just hear the little... And I was like, what am I supposed to do? Not move? What do you want me to do?
Maybe
not move?
Maybe they weren't actually...
There's no way. I felt it right where my feet were.
But what if they were doing stuff? And it
there's no way
reverberated
it...
up the wall.
That's crusty. There's an old man living underneath of us. And he looks like the one to have the big room.
I mean, you don't think old people do stuff?
I don't... I mean, I know old people do stuff, but I'm not gonna disclaim my knowledge of this because... I was told by a certain person I couldn't tell anyone that I knew this story, so I'm not going to say. I'll tell you later, though.
Okay.
It's funny, but not for the viewers. Tap, tap.
Sorry.
Got to keep it a little bit age-appropriate here.
Some things are kept private.
My family's dignity. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. I hope no one from my family listens to this other than the children. Not the children.
Children are fine, why not?
What I mean by that is, like, my cousins, like, they can listen to it, that's fine. Adults, not allowed. Mom, if you're listening to this, click off now. Stop listening.
Okay, now actually leave.
Yeah. She's gonna listen to me. I knew she hated me. I knew it.
I don't hate your mom.
She's gonna call me and be like, I knew it.
I told you.
I told you she didn't like
I
me.
I don't hate your mom. I have no problem with your mom.
Oh, God. My dad has no issues. My dad's like, yeah. It is what it is.
He's just, he doesn't care.
He don't care. He don't care if anyone likes him or not. He's not one to care. My mom's like, that person, like, that's where I get it from.
Clearly.
I literally need people to like me. When people don't like me, I freak out. I'm like, oh, they don't like me. What's wrong with me? What did I do?
And we've got real off topic. See, this is how most of our recordings are going to go.
Yep.
We start in one place.
Well, that's how podcasts work.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to talk and hang out and have fun.
It's definitely what we do in the car.
Yeah, this is true. Which is why we plan to, do our car cast. So I got the idea when I was younger, and pretty much,
let's do it.
Yeah, pretty much we have our best conversations in the car. I don't know, it's just funny. You know what I mean? Like you just think of the most random shit. And also, when I drive at night, I get scared because I think I see shadows like. In
she
the dark.
Literally will turn around a corner and nothing is there. She's like, ah! And I'm like, what? There's nothing there. That's why I like driving at night because I don't know, you're kind of scary at night.
How?
How?
Like, I'll be driving and it's like I see like a figure, but it's not. It's nothing. It's probably
literally.
Like a, it's usually
here.
Like a cactus or something tall. Just like it looks like something's standing there. Okay. Do you remember Slenderman?
Yeah, the thing that was made up.
No, really? Okay, but that's still terrifying. He could be out there. You never know. This is what happens when they make, like, horror movies realistic. And they're like, but it was true. But this folklore became true. That's
hey,
when my mind
see,
gets messed up.
Did you see there's a new movie called Candyman coming out?
That doesn't sound too appetizing.
I was not excited to watch the preview, but apparently if you look in front of a mirror and you say his name five
times,
then I don't
like those.
Out or something.
That's happens. Like Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
No.
Kind of boring.
No, man.
But I was confused because, let me tell you,
I did that at a daycare. Bloody Mary. Me and my friends, we were like five and we stood in the I actually just got that memory from saying her name. We were standing in the daycare bathroom. It was like a big stall because I don't know why it was a big stall. But anyways, we were standing there and we had Tots Unlimited. That's what it was called. Anyways, I don't think they're in business anymore. They got shut down. But we were standing in the bathroom and it was like all closed and stuff. And we said her name and nothing happened. And then we opened the door and there was like this giant stink bug. And I remember that was around the time when, didn't stink bugs go in extinct or something?
No.
Oh, well, they stopped existing in Arizona because it probably got too fucking hot for them. Because we literally, after I saw that stink bug, I've never seen a stink bug here, ever. And I've never heard of anyone talking about, like, oh, it's a stink bug today. You don't hear that anymore. But there was this giant stink bug in the bathroom. We were freaking out. And I remember the daycare lady, she came over and was like, what? And we were like, ah. And she was like, oh my God. And she like killed it.
Well, anyway, in this preview, I think it's a guy and his girlfriend. And he's like sitting there telling her, like, did you hear about the Candyman? And then he sits there and he starts saying it five times in a row. I'm like, I would be so mad if my boyfriend did that, if he just told me all that crap. And then he started doing it.
Like, I didn't opt into this.
Literally, I'm like, go do
I didn't
it on your
say
own
I
time.
Would do this.
I choose life. You do that on your own time.
My ears are itching. I looked up if you get eczema in your throat, and it just showed me like eczema on the outside of your throat, and I was like, no, I mean internally.
I'm pretty sure eczema is only on the outside.
Yeah, I know, but it just itches.
It's probably allergy.
No way, because it happens all the time.
Yeah, they're probably allergies.
Oh my God, it's like I don't know what to do.
Take allergy medicine.
It's my ears. It itches.
Go take allergy medicine.
Wow.
Benadryl or what is the Claritin?
I don't have Claritin. I thought Claritin was for your eyes.
No, it's an allergy medication. I don't know, they might make eye drops, but Claritin is for allergies.
Oh, I didn't know that. Generic kinds.
Anyway, shall we wrap this one up for our first?
Yeah. Oh. Can you add sound onto that? Okay, well, we're gonna put some bloopers in.
We have a lot.
Yeah, we have quite a few.
We won't add them all, but
we'll add some bloopers at the end, maybe an intro sound, who knows? Throw a little tete-a-tete. Oh.
Whatever you wanna call.
Yeah, we'll do a little, you know, little pizzazz to it. Yeah.
Okay, see you next time.
Oh. Okay, bye. First they were strangers, then they were coworkers, now they are besties, and oh my God, they were roommates. If you didn't get the Vine reference, you suck. My name's Em.
You can't tell our listeners that you suck.
Yes, I can. First they were strangers, then they were... the chair made a fart sound.
Yay!